Trump administration ends temporary protection for Somalis in U.S. The Trump administration has decided to end temporary protection for Somali nationals in the United States. Officials said on January 13th, temporary means temporary, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem told the Epoch Times via email. Country conditions in Somalia have improved to the point that it no longer meets the law's requirement for temporary protected status. Further, allowing Somali nationals to remain temporarily in the United States is contrary to our national interests. We are putting Americans first. There are 2,471 Somali nationals in the United States under the status, also known as TPS. Another 1,383 are in the country with pending TPS applications. TPS is authorized by federal law for people from countries with conditions such as civil war that prevent the citizens from returning there safely. TPS for Somalia has been in place since 1991. The Biden administration in 2024 extended TPS for Somali nationals until March 17, 2026. Department of Homeland Security officials at the time cited the ongoing armed conflict and extraordinary and temporary conditions. Somalia continues to experience widespread insecurity due to armed conflict involving state and non-state actors, they wrote. The ongoing conflict, as well as other violence, has exposed civilian populations to ill-treatment, abuse, and displacement. Additionally, Somalia recently experienced intense flooding that damaged land and infrastructure, impeded efforts to address food insecurity, and exacerbated disease outbreaks. Significant barriers to the delivery of humanitarian aid persist. Noem previously terminated TPS status for nationals of multiple countries. Federal judges have blocked some of those terminations, finding that they were arbitrary and capricious in violation of federal statute. The administration is appealing those decisions. The ending of TPS for Somalis is the latest action by the administration in the wake of alleged fraud linked to Somali nationals. On January 7th, for example, officials suspended assistance for the Somali government. Billions of dollars were stolen by really bad and deranged people, President Donald Trump wrote on Truth Social on January 13th. He was defending how federal officers have been conducting immigration enforcement operations in Minnesota, which hosts a sizable Somali population. For years, these corrupt, activist politicians have refused to protect Minnesotans and are now proposing illegal actions to keep their stranglehold on control and continue stealing from American citizens, Noem said on X this week. We will root out this rampant fraud. We will arrest the criminal illegal aliens hurting Americans with impunity. And we will hold those who aid and abetted this criminality accountable.